Blog Talk Radio.
I have no idea what I'm doing here.
You did good.
Good morning, people out in Blog Talk and Twitter land and everywhere else. You are listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I think Corey's having a couple of technical difficulties this morning. Texas weather is playing havoc with her connection.
Yeah, I am. I'm out in the...
And, all right, so.
Yeah, I'm out in the weather. Hey.
Okay, Corey, you're talking. If you are, I can't hear you at all. You just totally dropped. All right, so. It's. Oh, no. Tell me it's just her, not me. There we go. Are you back?
All right. I'm back. The Wi-Fi just allowed me to pick up. So, yay!
Yay! Yay! Yay! Awesome. Because I was afraid that my call had just dropped. It's going to be one of those weeks. All week, people. Yesterday, it was my turn to have weather issues. Today, it's Corey's turn. And since she's back... Maybe. All right, well, you know what? Nope, there she goes again. All right, well, I am just going to go ahead and jump right in. Like I said, this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Corey is having technical difficulties. She's trying to get here, but the weather in Texas is evil. And, yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Yay. Yay. How long are you going to be here? Corey. All right, she's not having very much luck with this. So what do we... Yeah, there she goes again. I'm going to jump right in with this and try this again. GamePolitics.com this morning, Humble Bundle for Android 2 launches. They say, are you tired of these Humble Bundles yet? They say, well, I'm not, but mileage may vary. It's tough to get tired of paying what you want, getting your games DRM-free, which is very epically nice, and having the ability to give money to charity in the process if you choose to. The latest bundle, Humble Bundle for Android 2 offers Swords and Soldiers, Cannibalt, Zenbound 2, Cogs, and Abaddon for Android devices. The games are also available for Windows, Linux, and Macs. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and Child's Play are the charities you can donate to if you want to do a good deed. At the time of this writing, the bundle has raked in just under, oh my God, $114,000 with just over $19,000 bundles. But those numbers are climbing fast. You can check out the latest bundle at humblebundle.com. And it, yeah, and again, this is for the Android 2, so some love for us Android users, Droid. And hopefully I'm still on air and not talking to dead air, because that would totally, totally ruin my day. All right, so anyways, I'm going to continue going, and hopefully you can still hear me. We'll see. Researchers manipulate gamers to catalog real-world data. And an interesting research project at Northwestern University used the vast number of mobile users on campus to help academics to retrieve photos and other pertinent data that they couldn't find simply by trolling data online. By the way, I used to do that as a living. That was a damn good living. I just hated it. I wanted to shoot myself. The problem researchers had to find an answer to was how to get users to go to places that they normally wouldn't go to collect data they needed. Fabian Bustamante, Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at the McCormick School of Engineering, used the Lincoln Memorial as an example. He noted that there are thousands of Flickr photos that can be used to compile 3D virtual representations of various landmarks, but most people never take a picture of the back of the monument. Take the Lincoln Memorial, for example, says Fabian Bustamante, Associate Professor of Electrical Engineering and Computer Science at the McCormick School of Engineering. Flickr has thousands of photos of the front of the Lincoln Memorial, but who takes the pictures of the back? Very few people. Realizing that they couldn't force users to do things that they didn't want to or normally wouldn't do, researchers had to come up with a clever way to trick them into doing their bidding. Researchers finally settled on using what they called soft control on mobile users via a game. We can rely on good luck to get the data that we need, or we can soft control users with gaming or social network incentives to drive them where we want them. The research is detailed in the paper Crowd Soft Control, Moving Beyond the Opportunistic, written by Bustamante and his group. The paper details how they designed a way to soft control people's movements by tapping into games and social networking applications. For example, a game player might get extra points if they visit a certain location in the real world, or an app might direct a player to a certain location in a virtual scavenger hunt. Most of the testing that was conducted using an Android game, Droid, yay, they created called Ghost Hunter, and its players... In it, players chase ghosts around their neighborhoods and zap them through an augmented reality display on their phones. The player is actually taking a photo of the spot where the ghost is supposedly located. In Ghost Hunter, the researchers manipulated where ghosts were placed, which in turn was used to drive players to locations that were important to them. The game was tested by Northwestern students who were told only that they were testing a new game. They had no knowledge of which ghosts were placed randomly and which were placed for research purposes. See, this is kind of sneaky. I don't know what I think about this. Bustamante says we wanted to know if we could get the players to go out of their way to get the points in the Ghost Hunters game. Every time they zapped a ghost, they were taking a photograph of Northwestern's campus. We wanted to see if we could get more varied photographs by soft controlling the players' movements. They did find that players were willing to travel out of their way to play the game. For example, researchers collected photos of Northwestern's Charles Deering Library from a number of unique angles and directions. Of course, this proved to deliver a broader range of data than anything they could get from random sampling found on Flickr. This is neat. This is neat, but this is also kind of creepy. I mean, what if they install a game that has, I don't know, a spying on each other? What if some other... I don't know, country spy agency, which I know totally sounds all conspiracy theorist. Don't think I'm wearing a tinfoil hat. They really don't look good on me. But what if somebody were to put a game like this out there and you were to take pictures of things that would actually help them, see who's coming in and out of the building at a certain time of day? It's a little bit creepy. Just a tiny, tiny little bit creepy. And could one of y'all just let me know? Can y'all still hear me? Am I still here? Because... yeah, I've not got a flippin' clue what I'm doing on my own, but I'm trying, so. Oh, and it looks like somebody is trying to call in. I bet that is Corey.
Hello?
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I just noticed you there. Hi!
Freaking AT&T, I hate you.
Welcome back.
I had to leave the McDonald's. It was tasty, but I had to go. The Wi-Fi was weak.
That's why you find like a hotel.
Well, you know, keeping it on the technical side, we do have a cool little website that I found called Open Wi-Fi Finder, and it tells you everywhere in your local city using your location where there's open Wi-Fi spots. but the hotel was too far away for me to make it in time for the show, which in retrospect I probably should have gone anyway because I can't get a connection. So I'm on my way to, I believe it's a Burger King or it's a McDonald's. One of them has a really strong Wi-Fi signal I know of because I've been sitting outside before and picked it up.
So, very nice, very nice.
But I was listening to your story about the ghost game. That sounds fun.
That does sound fun. It also sounds a little bit creepy. Like I was saying, what if they spy on us? What if they use it to, you know, have us spy on each other?
Well, people are already spying on each other as it is, so I don't think this is going to...
Oh, yeah, this is totally true. By the way, Jay, those are very nice shorts, just saying.
Is Jay naked?
Jay's always naked. One hand down the pants. Anyway. Boy, Corey's going to beat me.
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sitting right here.
And this is what happens when you let Jen run the show.
Jen is doing awesome her first time. But you know what generally happens, Ginger? This is your first trial by fire. This has happened to Snow as well, to Blaster. We never did it to Blaster because Blaster completely panicked. It's the first time he had to do this by himself. And I want to say it was the night we had and it's been a while since we've had one, a girls' night out right before Snow moved, and Blaster had to take the panel, you know, by himself. He was not pleased at all.
I bet he wasn't. Oh, no.
And Snow, same thing. I had to throw her on the air. I don't remember what happened, but this always happens. We live in Texas. You know, the weather is crazy, so.
The weather is crazy. I mean, yesterday it was like tornadoes and hail and rain. It was dark and gloomy and ugly, and today it's blue skies with just a few light little clouds, and it's really pretty and nice.
That's where you are. Where I am, it is tornadoes and low-hanging clouds and lightning strike and stuff. So.
Yeah, you got the storm that came through here.
Yep.
That is how big Texas is, by the way. The storms, they take a day to get to you.
Yep. Takes a whole day for it to move south, or if it's coming from the north, from, you know, moving north from south. I knew it was coming, but I was hoping that it would wait until after we did the podcast.
I know, because I was sitting there watching the clock. I was like, you know, it's 10:40. Where's my Corey?
I was saying, I'm going to go and just sit in my garage and do the show. Then I should go to a Wi-Fi spot. I can use the iPad and just be all highfalutin and everything. And, no, McDonald's wants me to come inside. I refuse to go inside the McDonald's.
Yeah.
I know you all are
It would
be fine, but it's a particularly busy McDonald's that I went to. So you guys, all you would hear was, hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? Hello. And I don't have all my pretty noise.
Super hungry, thinking about the fries. Oh.
Well, you know, here's a tip for you all. If you want good food from McDonald's, you have to go right after they're done serving breakfast if you want good lunch food. That is, like, the best cheeseburger I've had at McDonald's in, like, 10 years.
Well, yeah, because that's the freshest. They just made it. It's not been sitting there underneath that stupid lamp for 6 hours, you know?
It was tasty. The bun was all fluffy and sweet, and oh, it was delicious. I said, wow, I'm tempted to order another one of those, but...
Wow. Now you're making me hungry.
I know. And I still can smell it in the car. I'm looking at it like, man, I should double back. But,
y'all are evil. You're just evil. Yeah, I got spaghetti for lunch after the show. I made spaghetti last night.
You suck. I had sloppy. Okay, we are all off the subject. People are like, when are they going to get back to the news? This is what happens when I'm driving and Ginger has to do the show. But I got, let me see, I'm at a stoplight, so I maybe can jump in here with this one real quick.
No, you're driving, let me do this.
I'm at a stoplight.
I already told you.
Fine, be that way, Ginger.
I totally will. All right, spring is coming. Balmy Bird celebrates the arrival of the new season with a price reduction on the App Store. Yay for price reductions. The weather is warmer. The sun shines high. Soon people will start getting out more often to enjoy a peaceful stroll at the park surrounded by lovely singing birds. But is it really a good thing? They say take control of an take control of annoying pigeon in the mood for some unpleasant jokes. From your position on the top of a power line, you'll be able to flood unsuspecting passers with bird poo. And witness their exasperation as you keep pestering them. Yeah. The objective is to beat the highest score in the endless level where your targets increase in number and keep getting faster. You will need to hit each passerby at least once before they leave the stage. And if you miss too many, you will lose the game. Hit your targets multiple times to make combos and increase your score. Remember to always look out for armed cops with an itchy trigger finger. Pigeons are not bulletproof. Wow. All right, so they say as the game progresses, you'll be able to use bonus features to cause more distress, such as smart crap, fart mate, bullet time, and airstrike. Oh, my God. All right, so Bombing Bird uses open feint so you can share your poo with your friends. It's got leader and achievements. The game is available on the App Store. Right now, they are not giving me a price, so I can't tell you how much it is. But again, it is called Bombing Bird. So if you like to play with bird poo, this game is for you. Doesn't that sound tasty? Totally what I wanted to read first thing this morning, right? All right, so Miss Corey is driving again, which, you know, she needs to be doing. Scares me a little bit. All right, so YS, Yis. Anyways, Yis, The Oath, and Fel'Gana now available on Steam for PC. Oh, she's back from Exceed Games. Exceed Games, you know what, maybe I should go over and check to see if she's sitting there waiting for me to pick her up again because, oh, no, she's not. All right, so anyways, Yis, The Oath, and Fel'Gana now available on Steam for PC from Exceed Games. It's now available for download on Steam at a price of $14.99. €11.99. Oh, hey, look, they actually told me what this is. Awesome. So the C sign we've been talking about, $11.99, that is euros. The L sign, totally pounds, $9.99 in pounds. And to top it off, this one goes a bit further, 299 rubles. So that's awesome. I finally know what those are. You know, I could have totally Googled that, but I'm a lazy American. I'm not going to do that. So, Yis, The Oath, and Fel'Gana is an action RPG driven by fast-paced combat. Oh, and I'm being dinged. Is she back? Where is she dinging me? All right. Let me try this. I'm going to try to add her back to the call. Maybe she's back. Let's see if it works. It's ringing. It's still ringing. Nice little lights. Oh, come on, GLaDOS. Oh, 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 Miss Corey, what are you doing? Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
It's not.
Oh, that's not good. Do you sound? Okay, are you there? Corey? Man, you gotta love the sound effects you get when she's on wireless. Corey?
Hello.
Hello, there you are. Oh, my God. All right, those first couple of seconds, totally scary. Oh, and there she's gone. All right, so she's trying hard to get here. Anyways, I'm going to get back to this. Yis, The Oath, and Fel'Gana is an action RPG driven by fast-paced combat and paired with an intricate puzzle-filled world and an enhanced port for the PSP system garnered by many accolades when published by Exceed in 2010. This Steam launch is true to the original Japanese PC release from 2005, but with added Steamworks features such as Steam achievements and cloud support, as well as online leaderboards. The game follows the ongoing adventures of series hero Adol Christian and his trusty companion, Doggy. I guess The Oath and Fel'Gana marks the first title from Exceed Games for the Steam platform. The company will also release a second YS title, Yis Origin, in the coming months. So that is awesome. Again, I'm going to go back through the price. $14.99 USD, $11.99 euros, £9.99 pounds, and 299 rubles. Even though I'm pretty sure those people who are spending rubles have no idea what I'm saying. They're like, who's that chick and why she got the weird accent? Anyway, so, yeah, Corey is seriously having some issues, and I'm sure she is cursing everything today. So this is kind of interesting. Yeah, I'm going to skip over here and do some other fun stuff. GamePolitics.com this morning. Congressman Joe Baca and Frank Wolf proposed bill to label all games with warning labels. Oh, boy, are y'all really going to tick me off this early in the morning? I thought to myself, I didn't say it. I almost did, just didn't do it. Congressman Joe Baca, Democrat from California, and Frank Wolf, Republican from Virginia, introduced a bill on Monday that would require video games to carry a special warning label similar to the one found on cigarettes. The warning would be, warning, exposure to violent video games has been linked to aggressive behavior. All right, Mr. Bach and Mr. Wolf, if you're going to do this to my games, do I get to put a warning label on you? You know, warning, exposure to stupidity makes me want to kick you in the face. Repeatedly, with a steel-toed boot with spikes. Because, you know, that's aggressive behavior. Anyways, the bill is H.R. 4204, or Violence in Video Games Labeling Act. The sponsors say the law is in reaction to increasing evidence that playing violent games can have a serious, long-lasting impact on children that should require a health warning to consumers. Hey, how about we put a health warning on parents to say, you know, if you allow the TV, these games, whatever else, digital media to raise your children are going to come out screwed up. So, you know what? Stop being selfish and self-absorbed and raise your darn kids. I mean, seriously, you pushed them out your crotch. I mean, you know, you think you put in the effort. Anyways, the video game industry has a responsibility to parents, families, and to consumers to inform them of the potentially damaging content that is often found in their products. This is coming from Mr. Stupidity himself, Mr. Baca. They have repeatedly failed to live up to this responsibility. Yes, because it's our responsibility to know what your kids are going to play and, you know, to know that you're going to allow your kids to play these violent games and not actually talk to them because, you know, who actually wants to parent their kids? Anyways, just as we warn smokers of the health consequences of tobacco, we should warn parents and children about the growing scientific evidence demonstrating a relationship between violent video games and violent behavior. As a parent and grandparent, I think it is important to people know everything they can about the extremely violent nature of some of these games. Their bill would require the Consumer Product Safety Commission, CPSC, to release rules that require most games rated by the Entertainment Software Ratings Board to bear the warning label within 180 days of its passage. The real kicker is that the label would have to appear on any game, no matter what it was rated. The only games excluded from the list are those rated EC, or Early Childhood. Oh, my God. All right, so they actually have the entire bill. And I'm going to go through this because, you know, it's just me, and I've got nothing but time to fill up. Actually, I'm going to see if Corey's on the line. No, she's not. All right, so back to this. To require certain warning labels to be placed on video games that are given certain ratings due to violent content, be enacted by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress assembled. All right, so we got a couple of regulations. A regulation, not later than 180 days after the date of enactment of this act, the Consumer Product Safety Commission shall promulgate regulations to require the warning label described in subsection B to be placed on the packaging of any video game that is rated E for everyone, 10 plus, teen, mature, or adult by Entertainment Software Ratings Board. Warning label content. The warning label required under a regulation issued under subsection A shall be placed in a clear and conspicuous location on the packaging of the applicable video game and shall state warning exposure to violent video games has been linked to aggressive behavior. And C, video game is defined as, so we know what a video game is. Anyways, and I know Corey would totally rant about this. The thing that's going to tick her off the most about this is the ESRB does not rate games like on the App Store, the Google Store, any of that fun stuff. So this is just going to be like the actual console games, PC games. This isn't actually going to go on any of the violent games that you could get on your phone, your iPad, any of the mobile devices. So I'm going to say Mr. Baca and Mr. Who is the other stupid idiot? Mr. Wolf? Yes, please zip tie plastic Walmart sacks over your head. Remain calm. It'll be okay shortly. Thanks. Right. Seriously, those people annoy me. I cannot stand that kind of stupidity. Don't they know better than to irritate me on a day like this? All right. What have we got? Mass Effect 3 buyer files FTC complaint. While fans angry about the ending of Mass Effect 3 have formed groups and taken to forums. You know what? I'm going to check on the other side because I'm sure she's... No, she's not. She's not there. All right, it's just me all by myself. It's so nice. Mass Effect 3 buyer files FTC complaint. While fans angry about the ending of Mass Effect 3 have formed groups and taken to forums, YouTube and other venues to lodge venomous complaints, one user has decided to file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission and the Better Business Bureau. Of course, that's assuming you believe the post by El Spico, over at the official BioWare forums. He or she, you know what, I'm going to go with this. This is a he because I cannot imagine that anybody with a vagina would be this stupid. You know, we don't have two brains to fuel. Anyways, contends that, no offense guys, I love you, the publisher Electronic Arts did not live up to the claims it made about the game in advertisements and interviews prior to its launch and points to this thread, which is social.bioware.com forum. Yeah, anyways, really long link if you want to see it, gamepolitics.com. Anyway, so the thread on the BioWare forums as evidence, that thread seems to be broken or missing at this time. I'm sure they took it down for, yeah. Anyways, it says, I filed an FTC complaint against EA. After reading through the list of promises about the ending of the game they made in their advertising campaign and PR interviews, it was clear that the product we got did not live up to any of those claims. This thread has a great compilation of their claims. El Spackle goes on to list the address of EA and directs them to visit the FTC's website. He also says that his complaints with the FTC and BBB were filed as a last resort. He says, this is not something I was happy to do, but after the terrible ending, that was in no way the product, that had been advertised to me, and the lack of any kind of response from BioWare EA to address this, I felt it was one of my only recourses. I'll be returning my copy of the game before the end of my 30-day return policy if the ending still hasn't been addressed by then. The writer goes on to say, we're not really sure what a filing a Federal Trade Commission complaint will do for El Spico or anyone else, but it probably made him feel better. As a practical matter, it would be unprecedented for the FTC to sanction an entertainment company over how they decided to put together a creative work. If games are entertainment, and he says they are, then the likelihood of a complaint succeeding against EA BioWare would be difficult because it has to has a right to It has a right to creative control over its products. Look at it this way. Hollywood makes movies that underdeliver all the time, but people generally don't get their money back on a bad movie. This is a true story. So, hey, Mr. El Spico, you're wasting my time. You're wasting everybody else's time. Please suck it up. Game companies can make as many awful games as they want. Just don't buy them. You know, if it's that bad, don't buy the next one. Or don't buy the next one that they put out, you know? Anyways, I got to cough. 1 second. All right, I am back. This weather is killing me. And, oh, my God, I miss Corey. Ah, Corey, come back. You left me here by myself. I'm so sad. Anyways, what do we got? There is a new free demo of Combat Mission, Battle for Normandy. A new completely free demo of Combat Mission, Battle for Normandy, is available for both the Windows XP, Vista 7 PC, and Mac OS X, Snow Leopard, and Lion platforms. This free demo version 1.10 contains limited functionality and content, including demo materials from the first module. I'd showcase the full version of the game, which can be purchased at Battlefront.com. So they are... they're actually not telling me where to get this. So, scratch that. Apparently, there's not. So, I can't even tell you about that. Fun stuff. All right, what have we got? We've got more news. Actually, there's very little news today. I am a little bit scared about this. Here we go. Digimon Masters reaches for the stars. Increased level cap arrives with the new Digimon to collect. Oh, my God. Corey's back on Skype. Let me try to call her because, oh, I want her back. Come back, Corey. Come back. Is she here? No, she's not here. Let me try to add her again. And da-da-da. Yeah. Let me see if this works. It's ringing. It's connected, Corey.
Yes.
Yay! Oh my God, you're back. I love you. Never forget, I missed you.
Oh God, I'm sick of this weather. I'm moving to Seattle.
When you move to Seattle, I'm moving with you. We can be roomies. We should.
I can't take it anymore. I would much prefer the snow. I just.
Actually, I heard it doesn't snow up there. I heard it just rains a lot.
Well, see, I could take the rain so long as it's not, you know, the whole thunderstorm business we got going on here because, oh, my God.
That is no kidding because, yeah, this whole me losing connection crap, totally not cool. Not cool at all.
So are they giving you a hard time being on air? I haven't seen any tweets because, you know,
I haven't. I'm a little bit worried that they're not even hearing me.
They
hear me, apparently. Yay! Hello, the dark one. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you for letting me know. I'm still here. I'm a little bit scared.
Well, I'm actually parked in front of my house now because I was like, oh, forget it. Oh, I'm going to go home and sit and tease Ginger while she does the news. And I got a couple here in my email. Thank God.
Yay.
So did you talk about my Sims yet?
No. I was actually looking for one that had a good deal of information. I've got very little actual Sim information.
Information about Sims.
Are we talking about the Glass Box game?
No.
No, well, then
Sims,
I don't know anything
Sim City, baby. You know anything about SimCity?
Well, yeah, I had something very short about SimCity, and an insider look about the Glassbox game engine. That was it. And no, I haven't read it yet.
Well, if our server will allow me to open this email, I would be ever so gracious, server. Looks like it says no. So in that case, I can tell you about Silverlicious. Did you tell them about Silverlicious?
I have not told them about Silverlicious. No.
And just so you guys know, this shows just how much we love you all. I'm sitting out in the middle of a thunderstorm in front of my house under a very big tree that could fall and kill me. And we're still bringing you the news. Try that CNN. Okay.
I know. Live news served daily. Every day, thunderstorms, tornadoes, hail. We don't care. We're here. Somehow, somewhere.
Rolling blackouts.
I know. I'm like, I'm by myself. Oh, no.
Oh, you're going to be okay. I'm coming.
Yay!
Remember I told you guys about Silverlicious a few weeks ago. It's from Game Mill Entertainment. The game is based on a series of books, or from the best-selling book children's series called Pinkalicious. Can you still hear me?
All I hear
is rain, yeah. So the Silverlicious game, of course, is available now nationwide for your Nintendo DS handheld system for $19.99. That's a good price. Pick up a game for your little one. It's supposed to follow the enchanting storyline of Silverlicious, written and illustrated by one Miss Victoria Khan, depending on where you're from. Silverlicious, the game, lets the players set out on an adventure as Pinkalicious, who has lost her ability to taste anything sweet. How horrible! So you help Pinkalicious regain her sweet tooth as you practice kindness and good manners. And helping others in need, you can collect costumes and accessories that you can use to dress up Pinkalicious and unlock magical rewards, including, I'm not fond of this, butterflies, sparkle rides, and fireworks. And as you explore the beautiful lands and meet new friends, you can boost your sweet meter with every good deed and polite remark, of course. And you'll also quickly discover that the true sweetness comes from much more than cupcakes and cookies.
Wow.
It also
cupcakes and cookies. Man, you're just trying to make me hungry, aren't you?
Yes. So the game also features a variety of holiday-themed neighborhoods to explore. You can visit the land of Easter excitement in time for Easter. You can also dance along with Edgar the Easter Bunny as well and his many Easter chicks, so you can play alone or with others. Yay! Of course, it's rated E for everyone, so... Well, I like they're trying to teach the little girls good manners. Where's the one for the little boys that teaches them to have good manners and be kind?
Exactly. We need some of that. Though
I'm
I think I've already kind of ranted on guys today. I'm sorry. I love you.
Ooh, I'm going to have to go back and listen and hear what you said.
Yeah, there might have been mentioning about, you know, how girls wouldn't be that dumb because we don't have two brains to a fuel.
Let's see. I see your tweet. Finally made it to the show. At the start and have time to listen. Hello, ladies. Hi, Dark.
Hey, Dark.
He said that at the beginning of the show. I'm all late with my response. Dude, and I think we're only 45 minutes today, too, Ginger.
Oh, are we?
So, yeah, your torture won't last for very long. Yeah, I had I'll talk to you about that off the air. Yeah, they don't need to know all our business. But anyway, yeah, I only got 45 minutes today, so which is good because Ginger is...
yeah, Ginger's like, whoa.
I'm not ready for this yet, but she did good. Guys, y'all need to give her a round of applause. I think she deserves a GTA 4, somebody out there. Send it to her.
I know. Come on, man. Where's my sugar daddy? All right. No, I'm totally kidding. Nobody send me that. All right, so. that's all I need. It's another addiction. I got some zombies. You ready for some zombies? Not zombies. All roads lead to hell.
Yes.
The launch of Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
Ooh.
Yes. Capcom today confirmed that Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City is available to purchase across North America and throughout Europe beginning March 23rd for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. The title will be available for Windows PC on May 18th. In collaboration with Capcom and Slant 6 Games, Resident Evil...
Oh, so they get it. They got it a couple of days ago.
Yeah, May 18th. No. March 23rd? No.
May. Oh, hell no.
I don't know, a couple of months. All right, so Capcom and Slant 6 Games, Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City takes the iconic series, which has sold over 47 million units worldwide, in a completely new direction, a third-person team-based shooter experience set within the dark and sinister Resident Evil universe. The title is a reinterpretation of the events depicted in Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3. The unique setting of the Resident Evil universe not only provides a rich backdrop to the action, but delivers a unique and thrilling triple threat battle. Players not only compete against an opposing squad, but also tackle a third unpredictable element, zombies and bioorganic weapons, BOWs, breaking the conventions of traditional team-based shooters. Expect the return of the original Resident Evil enemies, iconic landmarks, and fan-favorite characters, including Leon S. Kennedy, who, as a rookie police officer in Raccoon City, is on your hit list to eliminate. Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City features a compelling single-player campaign mode where players take on the role of a member of the Umbrella Security Service in an attempt to destroy all evidence of the Umbrella's involvement in the T-Virus outbreak. The title will also deliver a brutal online competitive multiplayer experience. Players can engage in 8-player team versus battle across 4 different online modes, choosing to take the side of Umbrella or the opposing government forces, the U.S. Spec Ops. An additional versus mode exclusive to the Xbox 360 is called Nemesis Mode, and it will be available to download at launch for 320 Microsoft points. All right, so this is kind of interesting. And they say at launch, gamers will be able to download brand new costumes for each member of the Umbrella Squad for 240 Microsoft points or $2.99 £2.39 and €2.99. Yay! Hey, I actually learned what those are, and yeah, that was cool. There was a press release earlier that actually had it written out to the side exactly what it was. I was like, oh my god, I finally know what those are. No more cookies, no more Lindens. I'm going to be sad about that. I liked our cookies in Linden's.
I also like the cookies in Linden's. Okay. I'm having a problem with Microsoft and these Microsoft points. Now, they're saying they're getting rid of them later this year, but they keep releasing games where you have to buy content using the Microsoft points. So what happens when they expire? Are you going to give us our money back or what, Microsoft?
I'm going to say probably not because, Microsoft is evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say that now because my power's not on. You can't find me. So, yeah, they can. Then let me know your Android phone.
They took a knife with me. I happen to actually play in a game for Resident Evil, Raccoon City. So, you know, we can go kill zombies.
I have been looking for the Raccoon City sim for the longest time.
Oh, I've totally got a bookmark. I will send that to you because, yeah, I go there. I'm still trying to figure out how the people are getting on top of the buildings, but I think I know now because, yeah, I broke into some buildings of my own the other day. inside the apartment, and nobody was there. I mean, there's everything in there. There's the little kitchenette. I could totally squat in there, and nobody would know.
I'm going to tell you what I'm laughing at. Of course, I told you guys I'm sitting in front of my house. The neighbor's cat is staring at me. She's sitting right in front of my truck, and she's staring at me like, what are you doing? And it's raining, which makes it all the more funny, you know, cats in water. So she's really not happy that she's sitting in the rain, but she's really trying to figure out why I'm sitting in the car.
I don't know where mine is. Mine is somewhere around here. I don't know. He was on the couch last night with me. I was like half asleep. I couldn't go to sleep, so it's like 3 a.m. I'm laying on the couch trying to go to sleep, and I stretch my foot out, and all of a sudden I get like a tiny little paw full of claws in the bottom of my foot. That was not very fun.
Well, my Kate Natrix is apparently afraid of thunder, and being true to her form of being, you know, of the Natrix family, she after a while got irritated with the thunder and decided she was going to meow at it. So that was funny this morning. Meow, you know. But it was an angry meow. You know, she's looking up at the ceiling like, "Come on, man, if you're coming, come on." Yeah, I said, "You're mine.
Bring it, bring it. Come on,
me.
Come on.
Whatever you are, I got clothes. Whatever." Okay, so I found my SimCity store. Yay!
Yay!
So you Sim fans, and I believe the Dark. We were talking about it back and forth on Twitter last week. It was either you and me or somebody else, but we were very excited about this because SimCity, of course, is coming back. We won't expect it until next year, unfortunately. But the big news is that it's back at Maxis. Remember Maxis, the people who originally made it, who originally made The Sims before, you know, EA started ruining it, except for this last one. They do have some images and stuff they sent over. Unfortunately, I can't post. My phone is not that badass. But they're going to be showing some new screenshots. There's going to be some new different aspects. Remember we were telling you about the fact that you'd be able to co-mayor with some of your friends. Like, since Ginger has a city, I can export all my trash to Ginger or import her trash or, you know, that type of thing.
Why is it that, you know, every time we talk about this, too, she's talking about importing her trash to my city. Come on.
You know what? That is usually when you're playing SimCity, that's the kiss of death when you have to start trying to export your trash. Because you have so much trash, your people are like, it smells, there's pollution, we don't want to be here, we're leaving. And this time, of course, when they leave, they won't just be leaving you, they will be going to someone else's city.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And they'll be, of course, they'll be talking bad about you. This is borrowed straight from Animal Crossing. And I said this years ago, they should have done this as soon as they saw the technology that Nintendo had. It should have always been this way that I could play with someone else, and my people go back and forth to cities and, you know, share information. I mean, there's all kinds of applications, I'm sure, that Maxis will put inside that we won't even know about because, as I told you, the reason why a lot of, at least Snow and I, we have yet to get Ginger hooked on The Sims, but whenever she plays, I guarantee you we're not going to talk to her for a few days. But what makes...
Yeah, but you know I'm going to totally kick your buddy's butt, so...
Well, yeah, when we're playing SimCity, she probably will. But the thing that makes The Sims game so very cool is that what they show you on TV is probably an eighth of an eighth of what's in the game when you're actually playing. And that's why Maxis and EA grabbed Maxis up so quickly. So I'm betting even the stuff that they're telling us is going, they're not telling us everything. We may be able to visit each other's cities, you know, real time. Who knows? But they're saying in the next coming months they're going to be showing you a lot more things. As Ginger said, they are working. Is this the name of the engine or the company? Glassbox?
I think that's the name of the engine.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. So whenever I can get back, Joe, or the Dark One, I will be putting up some images. I know you're looking for it, and somebody else is really excited, too. So I'm super, super excited. That means I got to build a new PC. I got a whole year to build a top-of-the-line PC to be ready, because then, oh, my God, you got to play SimCity on, like, whatever the newest hotness is. You can zoom in and see the clouds and the birds flying through the clouds and the people walking along the street and them dropping trash and being able to export all my trash to Ginger's city.
All right. Well, we have, I think, 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. We're on 15 today.
Yeah, yeah. So are we going to go ahead and tell the people bye, or what are we doing?
Yeah, we should probably tell them bye. And we will see you guys later tonight. We're doing
Pixanista. Mm-hmm. And we'll be here, so yay, that'll be fun. Come check that out. You know, even if you're not big into fashion, we are always a hoot, so head over and check us out. And we love to chat with y'all. Again, you can find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, GameAndAtrix.com, Game of Girls Radio, all over the place. All right, so we're ready to do this.
Everywhere. Hit that music, girl.
Right. Oh, I just lost my song. Wait, no, here we go.
No time for goodbye, he said. heavy faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it.